With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump's inauguration fund is getting a boost from two tech giants, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Both Amazon and Meta, Facebook's parent, confirmed donations of $1 million. Amazon also said the e-commerce giant will stream January's presidential inauguration on its Prime Video service, a separate in-kind donation worth another $1 million. The Meta donation came just weeks after CEO Mark Zuckerberg met with Trump privately at Mar-a-Lago. Next week, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is scheduled to sit down with the president-elect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The incoming Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the GOP-led Senate needs to help President-elect Trump establish his sprawling agenda on day one of his second term, from approving cabinet selections all the way down to reining in the federal budget.
There are a whole bunch of items, you know, starting with securing the border, modernizing the military, you know, unleashing American energy, and then, of course, extending the Trump tax cuts. They're all part of President Trump's agenda. And what I've suggested is a route to, you know, secure a big early win that advances the president's agenda and that is crucial for national security.
In a Salem Radio Network interview, the South Dakota senator says he thinks major points could be achieved as early as this coming summer. The Supreme Court will take up a business-backed appeal that could make it easier to challenge federal regulations acting in a dispute related to California's standards for vehicle emissions. The justices will hear an appeal filed by fuel producers who object to a waiver granted by the Biden administration to the state. A federal appeals court has left in place a mid-January deadline and a federal law requiring TikTok to be sold or face a ban in the U.S. Judges making the decision on the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. This is SRN News. Democrats in Michigan are pressing to pass new abortion laws before the party loses its majority with a new legislative session next year and President Trump returns to the White House. Despite the fact that Mr. Trump has vowed to leave the question of abortion to the states, liberal lawmakers in many places are expressing panic. California has called a special session of the legislature to try and insulate abortion and LGBT laws against the president. In Michigan, Republicans will be taking control of the state house in January. Despite publicly distancing himself from the conservative initiative known as Project 2025 on the campaign trail this year, President Trump is stocking his administration with people who played central roles in developing it. Mr. Trump acknowledged that drafters of the report would be part of his incoming administration during an interview with NBC News, saying that while Project 2025 will not control him, he agrees with many of its ideas. It was developed by the Heritage Foundation. This is SRN News. The World Bank says Myanmar's economy will contract this year as flooding and fighting take a severe toll nearly 4 years after the military kicked out the government headed by Aung San Suu Kyi.
The bank said about a fifth of all built structures and a tenth of Myanmar's roads have been damaged by widespread flooding during a typhoon that swept through the country in September. It said fighting between the military and opposition forces remains fierce in some parts of the country, disrupting farming and manufacturing. Overall, it said the economy will likely contract 1% in annual terms in the April to March fiscal year.
Correspondent Jeremy House. It works for Santa, but you better not try it. A Massachusetts man trying to escape from police shimmied down a chimney and got stuck. He was fleeing on a rooftop, ended up needing to be rescued by the very detectives that eventually arrested him. The firefighters also were called in. This is SRN News.